This is a stifling decision for American women. It's a decision that blocks women from being able to make their own health care decisions, not just reproductive health care decisions, but health care decisions in general. Now you'll see those companies that want to claim a religious objection really trying to push the envelope on so many different types of health care. I mean, Peter, there are organized religions that oppose health care treatment.
And this is really what your concern is the potential implications of a decision like this. So finish that thought.
This is deeply troubling because you have organized religions that oppose healthcare, period.
Then let's discuss the practical challenges that the administration now faces and what you think their resolution to this should be. What should the administration do now? Should they pay for coverage for these individuals who would no longer be covered through their companies, much the same way as individuals, employees of churches and church groups are covered?
Well, I'm confident that the Obama administration is now going to go back and revisit how the rule was issued to attempt to make sure that we can cover, you know, all women when they want to make a decision to use birth control.